Medication administration training for carers. If you work in health and social care, you will most likely have to handle or administer medication. This must be done correctly and following procedure to ensure the safety of yourself, colleagues, and service users. Medication errors can be fatal, so it's essential you have the necessary knowledge before handling or administering medication. This online training course will provide you with the essential procedures and techniques you need to know, as well as the key legislation relevant to medication. It also outlines your responsibility in relation to your role, along with different types of medication and their uses. Developed in partnership with health and social experts. Accredited by CPD. Endorsed Department of Health Training Provider. Fully online course and assessment with no time limits. Full audio voiceover. On completion, certificate is posted the next working day. Who should take this course? This course is suitable for anybody who manages and administers medication as part of their role within care home or home care settings. This includes healthcare workers, support workers, and care assistants. The course is written at an introductory level, and so no prerequisite knowledge is required. Course content. Module. Introduction to your role and responsibilities. Description. Training requirements, legislation and guidance, reporting concerns, risk areas, your role and responsibilities, additional roles and responsibilities, accountability, information sharing and confidentiality. Module. Types of medication. Description. The four types of medication, controlled drugs, tablets, capsules, oral liquids, eye drops, ear drops, nose drops, topical medications, inhalers, powders and emergency medication. Module. Medication administration. Description. Support and consent, covert administration, self-administration, the six rights of administration, routes of administration, understanding medication labels and DSET boxes, medication administration record, MAR, sheets, practicalities of administration, medication errors. Time-sensitive medications, missed doses and overdose, contraindication, side effects and adverse drug reaction reporting. Module. Handling medication. Description. Ordering, transporting, delivering, quality assurance, storage, disposal, including medical waste and infection prevention and control. Aims of the course. By the end of this course you will understand legislation, policy and procedures relating to the administration of medication. Be able to identify different types of medication and their uses. Understand medication administration, procedures and techniques. Know how to prepare for medication administration. Be able to administer and monitor medication safely. Know how to administer certain medicines, including patches, creams, inhalers, eye drops and liquids. Understand your responsibilities in line with your role and competencies. Assessment. The online assessment is taken on completion of the training material. You will be asked 20 multiple choice questions with a pass mark of 80%. The answers are marked automatically so you will instantly receive your results to know whether you have passed or not. If you don't pass, don't worry. You can take the test as many times as you need with no extra charge. For those working in a health and social care setting, dealing with medications can be an integral part of their daily job role. It is a duty that must be taken seriously, and with the service user's right to safe and effective care in mind. This medication training for care course provides an understanding of all areas of medication management and administration for those workers who have such responsibilities. It provides information on the correct ways to carry out their tasks, highlights some of the challenges they may face, and how to respond when errors occur. Module 1. Introduction to your role and responsibilities. This module highlights the key legislation and guidance that workers are required to adhere to when managing and administering medications, along with understanding how to work within your role and competencies. Training requirements. Legislation and guidance. Reporting concerns. Risk areas. Your role and responsibilities. Additional roles and responsibilities. Accountability. Information sharing. Confidentiality. Module 2. Types of medications. This module covers the four types of medication, provides important information regarding controlled drugs, and gives some useful information regarding the many different forms that medication may come in. The four types of medication. Controlled drugs. Tablets. Capsules. Oral liquids. Eye drops, ear drops and nasal sprays. Topical medications. Inhalers. Powders. Emergency medication. Module 3. Administering medication. This module covers the important information to be aware of before, during and after administering medication. It explains the importance of accurate record keeping, reporting and dealing with medication errors. Support and consent. Covert administration. Self-administration. The six rights of administration. Routes of administration. Understanding medication labels and DSET boxes. Medication administration record, MAR, sheets. Practicalities of administration. Medication errors. Time-sensitive medications. Missed doses and overdose. Contraindication. Side effects and adverse drug reactions. Adverse drug reaction reporting. Module 4. Managing medication. This module teaches best practice when managing medications. It covers ordering, transporting, storing and disposing, and how to undertake these tasks in line with quality assurance. Ordering. Transporting and delivery. Quality assurance. Storage. Disposal including medical waste. Infection prevention and control. Aims of the training. Upon completion of this training, you will understand legislation, policy and procedures relating to the administration of medication. Be able to identify different types of medication and their uses. Understand medication administration, procedures and techniques. Know how to prepare for medication administration. Be able to administer and monitor medication safely. Know how to administer certain medicines, including patches, creams, inhalers, eye drops and liquids. Understand your responsibilities in line with your role and competencies.